Hello there and welcome back. My name is Daryl Haley. Today we're going to focus in on a more concise topic than we have done in the past. Today's topic is Orca. Plain and simple, the Orca screen reader is the most used part of your Linux desktop or your Ubuntu desktop in our case. Now, okay, Ubuntu is a distribution of Linux, but we're just going to call it Ubuntu. It's handier. Orca is the screen reader that you're going to be using. It converts your text into magnification, braille, or speech. Now, as I said during the installation of Ubuntu 0.04, the component of Orca that you, if you feel like, that we're using is the speech only. I'm not going to be using braille at all, mainly because I keep forgetting to bring my braille display back from work. So, hopefully everybody should be able to follow along. You'll have to excuse my music in the background. I'm in a very chilled out mood this evening. As always, these audio tutorials, walkthroughs, whatever you want to call them, hopefully nothing bad, are always fairly relaxed and always fairly informal. And I would encourage your feedback to be exactly the same. Tell me whatever you're thinking about them. If you don't like them, tell me. If you do like them, tell me. All feedback, good or bad, is very appreciated. I'd like to know what's happening, who's reading or who's listening even. And, you know, just get an idea of who this target audience is. I think it'll be new people to Linux, but you never know. So yesterday we left the installation at the stage of, well, we'd installed the system, we had used Firefox, the web browser, and we had really quickly looked through some of the Orca options. That's the first thing I'm going to do today. I'm going to go through some of the Orca options and explain the ones that I can explain. I'm by no means an expert. I use Orca on a daily basis and I use Ubuntu on a daily basis. In saying that, I know what I need to know. Okay, enough of the music, I think. You're sick of listening to that, I'm sure, at this stage. Or if you're not, let me know and I'm sure we can find something for you. So I'm going to just decrease the volume of that slightly. Mixers are great pieces of technology, let me tell you. Okay, so I'm going to remember today to put in the jack plug for my laptop to make it go through the mixer. There you go. I didn't remember to do that yesterday during the installation. Not a good thing. Okay, we're going to start Orca now. And it is going to come up talking for us because it's going to be very cooperative today. Now, let me just increase that volume slightly. Sorry, I'm talking to myself. I shouldn't be so unorganized and unprofessional. But there you go. It's been a long day.
Welcome to Orca Desktop Frame. Orca Screen Reader / Magnifier Frame Preferences Button.
Okay, and now we have Orca.
Top expanded edge panel frame, web May 14, 9:47 PM embedded component, toggle button not pressed, applications menu.
Okay, you can see we're in the applications menu. I'm not going to show that very often or very much. Now, let's go into the Orca preferences window and take a look around that. Okay, and to do that, you're going to press the Orca modifier. Now, I'm going to only use this word Orca modifier or this term. And I want you to replace it with the word caps lock or key or insert. I'm also going to use the laptop keyboard layout. That's my preference. You will find the desktop keyboard commands and equivalents in a moment. That's the first topic I'm going to look at. It's kind of important. Orca key plus space will get you into the Orca preference.
Starting Orca preferences. This may take a while. Orca preferences tab list general page.
Okay, we're in the general page at the moment, which is fine. It's exactly what we want. So, taking a look around here first. To change to your laptop keyboard layout, you want to press tab until you hear what we're going to hear in a moment.
Keyboard layout panel, laptop selected, radio button.
It's as simple as that. Keyboard layout. and mine is set to laptop radio button. However, yours will be set to desktop at first. If you're using a laptop, just press the down arrow and select laptop. If you're not, of course, you just stay on the desktop if that's your preference.
Show Orca main window checkbox checked.
Okay, show Orca main window. That means the Orca main window will be shown to you or run when you start Orca. Again, my preference is not to have that, so I'm going to press the spacebar.
Not checked.
And I'm going to hear not checked.
Quit Orca without confirmation checkbox not checked.
Quit Orca without confirmation. The hotkey for quitting Orca or shutting down Orca is insert plus Q, or sorry, Orca modifier plus Q, so caps lock plus Q or insert Q plus Q. When you press that, it will ask you if you want to quit or cancel. So Alt Q or Alt C, or of course tab around to quit or tab to cancel. Now you can choose for that window not to come up and just quit Orca straight away. My preference is to leave that as it is as default, which is prompt, so I'm going to go past that.
Disable GKSU keyboard grab checkbox checked.
Disable GKSU keyboard grab checkbox checked. That's one of the options I'm not too sure about, to be perfectly honest with you. I do think it has something to do with accessing Orca or applications with Orca in administrative roles, if you like, as in using the root account. But again, I can't be sure.
Present tooltips checkbox not checked.
Present tooltips again, I don't know what that is. I must look into that a bit more.
Help button, apply button, cancel button, OK button, general page.
Okay, we're in the general tab again, so I'm going to press right arrow.
Speech page.
Speech page. Okay, this is going to let us change different parameters of the speech. Now, these will not take effect until you press the apply button. In fact, no option here will take effect until you press the apply button. So you can experiment as much as you want. You won't hear any changes until you press the apply button.
Enable speech checkbox checked.
Enable speech, important. Don't uncheck that unless you don't want speech.
Speech system colon. GNOME speech services combo box.
You have an option of speech servers. In Linux. Now, by default, you only get the GNOME speech server in Ubuntu. You can also install something like Speech Dispatcher.
Speech Synthesizer colon, eSpeak GNOME Speech Driver combo box.
There are, of course, advantages to GNOME Speech and there are advantages to Speech Dispatcher. I'm not going to get into that right now. We're also on the Synthesizer box at the moment, and that is set to eSpeak. Now, there are other synthesizers out there, for example, TD Synth, Festival, Flight, Deck Talk, just to name a very small few.
Voice settings colon, default combo box.
Voice settings, let's have a look in there.
Window, speech page, voice settings, uppercase, hyperlink, default, uppercase, hyperlink, default.
Okay, so you can change different profiles of voice, for example, the speed of the uppercase voice or the tone of the uppercase voice or the speed or tone of the hyperlink voice, as well as different options. They're just two options I'm giving by default or giving as an example.
Person colon default left paren and right paren combo box.
Okay, person
window speech page person n dash Scottish English left paren and dash UK right paren n dash default left paren and right paren.
So they're different voices or different languages depending on the synthesizer you're using.
Orca rate colon, slider 50.
Okay, that's the speech rate, which is set to 50. That's a reasonable default, I think.
Pitch colon, slider 5.0.
Again, pitch, fairly common.
Volume colon, slider 9.0.
Volume. That will allow you to change the Orca volume, from what I understand, independent of the actual system volume. In fact, yeah, that is the way it works.
Punctuation level panel, most selected radio button.
Okay, this is set to most. I'm going to bring this down a bit.
All selected radio, non-selected radio, some selected radio button.
Okay, some. That's just one down from, one up even from most. Just means I won't hear as much of the useless punctuation symbols, for example, left bracket, right bracket, so on.
Verbosity panel, verbose selected radio button.
Okay, I'm going to leave that on verbose just for the moment while I'm doing this review. Ordinarily, I wouldn't have it so high.
Table row speech panel speak current row selected radio button. Speak progress bar updates checkbox.
Okay.
Table row speech panel speak current row selected radio.
Going back to this table option. I think the best way of describing that is really go and check it yourself. Change the different options and see how Orca behaves for you.
Speak progress bar updates checkbox not checked.
That will speak progress updates. So as the progress bar is updating, you'll hear a notification of that. It's unchecked by default, because it does give a lot of information.
Speak indentation and justification checkbox not checked.
Very handy if you're formatting a complex document or if you're developing, especially in Python, hearing the indentation level is very important and very helpful.
Speak blank lines checkbox checked.
So if you're in a document, you're arrowing up and down, you can hear blank or not, you know, or nothing when you hit a blank line. Again, it's just a matter of preference.
Say all by colon, sentence combo box.
Exactly like the say all in other screen readers. So there's not really much explanation needed there.
Help button, apply button, cancel button.
I'm just tapping around the buttons
okay
on that page.
Button, speech page.
Now, next tab is Braille.
Braille page.
And I have no Braille display connected here, so I'm not going to get any of these options or many of these options.
Enable Braille support checkbox checked.
Okay, Braille support is enabled.
Enable Braille monitor checkbox not checked.
Braille monitor is basically showing you the contents of what would be printed to the Braille display on your screen. Useful in some situations, I assume.
Abbreviated role names checkbox not checked.
Okay, abbreviated role names. For example, if you're in an edit field, you can have just, you know, ED for edit instead of brailing at the entire control name.
Verbosity panel, verbose selected radio button.
Okay, similar to the speech verbosity, you know, how much information do you want to hear about the control you're on? How much information do you want Orca to provide about the interface you're in?
Selection indicator panel, dot 7 and 8 selected radio button.
Most braille displays now have 8 dots or 8 cells. The bottom two cells are usually provided for formatting or extra information. For example, if you're in a list view, you'll see the 7th and 8th cell with a dot in it to show that the item is highlighted. Or if you're in a Word document, or a Microsoft Office document in Windows, you'd also see that the 7th and 8th cell was highlighted if you selected the text. In OpenOffice with Orca, you'd see exactly the same behavior.
Help button, apply button, cancel button, OK button, Braille page, Key Echo page.
Okay, Key Echo. Because I have my Key Echo turned off, you're not going to see much in here, but I'll turn it back on temporarily.
Enable Key Echo checked.
Okay, enable Key Echo, and I've just checked that to make it enable again.
Enable alphanumeric and punctuation keys checkbox checked.
Okay, so enable alphanumeric and function keys even.
Enable modifier keys checkbox checked.
That's the one that I hate. Those modifier keys are Control Shift Alt. For example, I really couldn't see why anybody would want those enabled. Again, though, one of the main things why I like Linux and so many people like Linux is because it's all about choice. You know, everybody likes things different, and that's what Linux promotes. Diversity and difference and way of doing things that other people don't particularly find useful, but you do. So, you know, it just, that's why it's so productive for me, anyway.
Enable locking keys checkbox checked.
For example, caps lock, num lock, etc.
Enable function keys checkbox checked. Enable action
F1,
keys checkbox checked.
Space enter.
Enable navigation keys checkbox not checked. Enable echo my word checkbox not checked.
And that will say, if you type in THE space, it will then say the instead of reading H character for THE.
Help, apply, cancel, okay, key echo, enable key echo check not checked. Key echo page. Magnifier page.
Magnifier. Now, I'm going to skip over this because I don't know anything about it. I don't use magnification, I have to admit.
Key bindings page.
Key bindings. Important for desktop users, I think, here at this point.
Orca modifier key left paren s right paren colon. Text caps underline lock.
Okay. The best way you're going to learn about Orca and the key combinations you have available to you is, regardless of the keyboard layout you're using, arrow around this list.
Function column header. Function column header. Orca expanded 49 items modified checkbox not checked. Tree level 1 not selected. Selected. Bookmark, where am I with respect to current position? Alt, go to bookmark. Orca plus 1, Orca plus 6, modified checkbox not checked. Performs left click on current flat review item. Orca performs right click on current flat review item. Orca plus 8 modified checkbox not check add bookmark. Orca plus alt underline L plus 1 Orca plus alt underline L plus 6 modified checkbox not checked. Save bookmarks. Orca plus alt un- prints a debug listing of all reports information. Prints debug info. Go to next bookmark location. Opens the Orca find dialog. Orca plus bracket left modified checkbox not checked. Searches for the next instance of a string. Orca plus bracket right modified checkbox not speaks the current flat review character. Orca plus comma modified checkbox not checked.
Okay, that sounds complicated. Believe me, it's not. I explained some of the keyboard commands to you earlier. All you can really do is just go through these and listen to them slowly. Decrease your speech rate if you like and listen to them slowly. Put your punctuation on full so you're getting the full list of keyboard commands.
Phonetically speaks the current flat review character. Orca plus comma left paren double click right paren modified checkbox not checked.
So you hear modified checkbox checked. If you wanted to modify it, you'd press space and it would, you know, know that that's one to be modified. It says press the orca and comma. It says double click it. So, for example,
Okay, P.
I press orca and comma there. And I'm going to press orca and comma twice.
P-pa-pa.
Oh, papa, it says. So you can see there that, you know, all the commands here that it's giving are commands that you can use actively.
Help button, apply button, cancel button, OK button, key bindings page.
And remember, that's in the key bindings tab, or as it calls it, page.
Pronunciation page.
Pronunciation. Here we can add different pronunciations. For example, it doesn't say Dara properly, so we could teach it to speak Dara properly.
Pronunciation dictionary panel table.
Table, so there's nothing in there.
New entry button.
Okay, we're gonna press new entry.
Pronunciation dictionary panel. Actual string column header space. Pronunciation page. Text at pronunciation dictionary panel. Replacement string column header. Actual string. Replacement string column header. Text. Dara selected. Pronunciation page, pronunciation dictionary panel, table.
Okay, it took some arrowing to get around that, but yeah, I did get it eventually. I had to write arrow to the actual word and then write arrow to the pronunciation and start tabbing there, or typing there even.
New entry button, delete button, help button, apply button, cancel button, OK button, pronunciation page, text attributes page.
Okay, these are text attributes that Orca can speak as you're arrowing around the document. I'm not going to really look into that. You can look into it yourself. And there is a help button there that you can use for learning with some of these. And also, you can feel free to ask any questions on the Orca list, which is orca-list@gnome.org. That's orca-list@gnome.org.
Attribute name column headers.
I'm going to press escape to get out of that preferences window.
Orca screen reader / magnifier frame preferences button.
Now, if for example we saved any of those settings by pressing apply or OK, you'd hear something like Orca preferences reloaded, and that would take a second or two. So there, we've gone through the Orca preferences fairly briefly, but just in a bit more detail than we did in the last recording. Next, I'm going to walk you through updating Orca using the latest version of Orca from SVN. SVN is like a repository where the latest updates are distributed, if you like, and we can then get them. So it is kind of bleeding edge. It is slightly more unstable, but you'll find that certain problems that were not fixed or not detected when the distribution was sent out have been fixed in this SVN version. So it's something that I always suggest people go through and follow. So we'll do that now in a moment. To install Orca, we need Orca from SVN. we need a few dependencies. So to get those dependencies, it is quite easy. I'm going to press Alt and F2.
Run application text, enter a command string here to run it, combo box.
And I'm going to type in gnome-terminal. Remember, I said in the installation recording, there is a few ways of getting in here, but the easiest way I find is just type in gnome-terminal.
Gnome-terminal, orca screen reader / magnifier frame, preferences bar.
You heard it started to speak before I'd finished gnome-terminal. That's because it uses autocomplete to detect what you're going to type. But I find just, you know, I'm faster just typing than going through whatever suggestions it's provided. Okay, first thing I need to do is log in as root. Okay, I'm going to do that by typing sudo su. In fact, I'm just going to type su and that'll do it.
Password colon. Root at /home/number.
Okay, so I typed su, I pressed enter. And then I typed in the password. Remember, we set the password during the installation recording as well. Okay, I'm going to change to the root directory. cd /root.
Root and cd is the command for change directory.
/root. Now, as I said in the last recording as well, I know I'm referring to that a lot. But it does form a groundwork for everything I'm going to do from now on. Root is the administrator account. Okay, that's basically what the root account is. No other account, unless you specifically customize your installation, no other account can administer the system. Only root can. Okay, so by typing su, we're elevating our privileges to root status or to root level. That's why it asks us for the permission password, if you like, for root. Okay, in this directory now, I didn't have to go to this directory so soon, but it's just where I wanted to work from. I'm going to type apt-get install install. Now, the applications I need to install are subversion, subversion, space. That's basically what SVN is short for, subversion. Automake, AUTOMAKE 1.9.
9.
Space. Sorry, I deleted 9 because I wanted to make sure I had it in properly. Automake 1.9 and gnome-common. Okay.
Reading package list ... done building dependency tree ... 0% 5. Reading state information ... done ... couldn't find package automake 2.9 root at /laptop-linux.
Oh, did I type 2.9? I meant to type 1.9, so I'm just going to press the up arrow.
Space apt-get install subversion automake 2.9 gnome-common.
Okay, you heard it called out the command I just typed. I'm going to press control left arrow.
New line gnome-com automake 2.9.2.1.9 gnome-common.
Okay.
Reading package list ... building dependency tree ... 0% 5. Reading state information ... done. NG extra packages will be installed : autocon photo tools -dev get extint tool limit.
Okay, basically I don't need to listen to all that. When I typed in that command and gave it the three applications to install, it found that, okay, actually I need to install other applications because these applications depend on them. There is a term you're going to hear a lot in Linux called dependencies or package dependencies. The reason being, take something as simple as your Windows Media Player. Your Windows Media Player depends on certain codecs or plugins or decoders, if you like to call them, for playing certain audio types. Okay, now by default, certain players will come with these codecs or plugins already installed. But let's say your Windows Media Player, or sorry, I shouldn't say Windows Media Player, but let's say your Media Player has 40 decoders and you only need one for MP3. That's conceivably a lot of space that's been taking up and a lot of resources that have been taking up by those 39 other plugins. they are known in Linux as dependencies. Now, I'm using a very general example, but you get what I mean. So in Linux, you don't have all of these dependencies. If you need something, you go and get it. That's what a package manager is for. apt-get is a package manager. You tell the package manager what you want, and it will say, okay, this, from what I can see here, has dependencies of this, this, and this. Therefore, to install it, we're going to have to download this and install them first. Oh, these dependencies also have dependencies, so we need to install these as well. It takes care of all of that for you, which is absolutely fantastic. Now, there are occasions where you're not going to have things so easy, but generally, if you're doing things that are fairly straightforward and you're not, venturing too far off the beaten track, i.e. you're not doing something that's not normal, then you're going to be okay. You're not going to have dependency problems very often at all, if at all. Okay, it's asking me a simple question. Do I want to go ahead with the installation and download, or download and installation of these dependencies? I'm going to press the letter Y for yes, and then I'm going to press Enter.
0% left bracket,
okay,
4%,
7%, 9%, speaking. I'm also going to press Insert and S,
left bracket,
sorry, caps lock and
disabled.
S, or Orca modifier and S to shut the speech up, as in stop the speech. Because it's going to do a lot of downloading and installing over the next 10-20 minutes. And we don't need to hear all of that just right now. So I'm going to pause the recording, like I always do when I'm waiting for a system to hurry up and get the job done. And then I will come back when it's all finished. But it shouldn't take all that long. Let's just take a quick look and see what it's doing.
Speech and blank, electing previously deselected package, lib tool.
Okay, it says electing, but it means selecting. The reason why that's happening is the window's not maximized. I'm going to press Alt Space, then X. Now, I know I've no speech output, but I'm sure it's somewhat I needed to do.
Speech, LDCon, root at Tarot.
Oh, it's already done. Wow, actually, my mistake. That didn't take long at all. There wasn't as many dependencies as I thought there were, obviously. Okay, I'm now going to type in apt-get. Now, I think it's called builddep, builddep, space, gnome-orca.
D colon, invalid operation builddep root at.
Okay, apt-get, dep, build, gnome-orca.
D colon, invalid operation dip build root at tarot.
Root I always tarot get this part wrong.
A,
I don't know why.
D dash G E D D E B B U B dash build gnome E colon. Reading package lists ... 0% 8 done.
Okay. I'll give you that command because I always get it wrong. I could, of course, just type in apt-get space dash dash help and it would show me all of the commands that I could use, but I'm too lazy and I just prefer to guess. So the command is apt-get space dep. No, it's actually not. It's build dash dep. That's build dash dep space gnome dash orca. Now what that does is it builds the dependencies for the GNOME Orca package. So my definition or explanation of dependencies still applies here. When you're installing a source package, even more dependencies apply because you need to have the right tools for installing that source package. Now, okay, it does sound complicated, I'm sure, but really it's not. You do get used to all of this stuff very, very quickly. It's, think of it like this, to install the source package. Okay, now source package is a package that has not been compiled yet, or has not been built yet. You need certain tools for the environment or for the compiler to compile that specific application. And that's what we're doing here. We're just downloading these dependencies or these required applications. And again, these dependencies have dependencies which may have dependencies, so you can have quite a large list to install. I shut the speech up again, as usual. I'm going to press...
Speech disabled.
S again. I know I do that a lot, but... Really, there's no point in bombarding you with information and speech output. It's not going to do you any good. So, the question it has asked me, and I know it's a standard question, is do you want to proceed with installing the application as well as its dependencies? Let's just take a quick look.
Speech here. Enable. After the 2G, the following packages will be upgraded. Colon. Slim 1G X11 Proton. Slim 1. The following packages will be upgraded. Colon. GTK2-engines-bixbuff-libtk22 upgraded. 70 newly installed. 0 to remove. And 66 not upgraded. Need to get 22.0 MB of archives.
Okay, so there you go. I was using Orca modifier and U and O just read back up the few lines there.
0% speech disabled.
Turning off the speech again. So there's 22 megs to download. That shouldn't take too long on this connection. It's not the best of connections, but it's certainly not the worst either. Okay. I've decided I'm going to pause the recording while that's going, because after it downloads it, we'll have to install. I don't see it taking any more than 5 minutes, but there's no point in wasting your time for 5 minutes waiting for that to download. And we're back, and it has finished installing.
Speech enabled.
And we've enabled speech again, just to show you that.
Root at Baron LD config deferred processing now taking place. Processing triggers for Link 6 stop setting up plan.
So, yeah, it's all done. Okay, so now next we need to download the latest version of Orca. Let's get to the interesting part. I'm going to type SVN for S for Sierra, V for Victor, N for November, space, CO, which is Charlie Oscar, space, SVN colon slash slash, SVN dot GNOME, GNOME dot ORG forward slash, SVN slash Orca, ORCA, forward slash branches, BRANCHES, forward slash GNOME dash 2-22 space ORCA. Now before I press enter on this, I will warn you that's from memory, and the last time I read it was quite a while ago, so I could have it wrong. Let's go and see how it works. Yeah, I got it right. That's why you heard so much speaking. I've just disabled the speech again though, and I'll let it go through. It shouldn't take too long. So what that is doing is we typed in SVN space CO space SVN colon forward slash SVN dot GNOME GNOME dot ORG forward slash S for Sierra, V for Victor, N for November forward slash Orca forward slash branches BRANCHES forward slash GNOME, GNOME, dash, 2-22. Okay. Space, Orca, ORCA. So what that has done is, it has installed, but downloaded the latest version of Orca for GNOME 2.22, which is what we're using in Ubuntu 8.04, into the directory Orca. Let's enable speech again.
Speech enabled.
CD space Orca.
Root at /laptop/linux:\orca_.
Okay, I'm going to just use a command here called pwd print working directory, just to show you where we are.
/root/orca/root@baron-laptop.
Okay, so remember we used CD space /root return, and that got us to the root directory. That was much earlier in the process. Then we typed cd space orca. Now what that did was just moved to the orca directory that was within the root directory. We didn't have to create that orca directory. SVN did that automatically for us when we typed space orca at the end. Okay, to get orca installed, there's basically three commands. /autogen. Okay, .sh. But I'm not going to do that. I'm going to actually going to stop it doing that. I'm going to type /auto. Okay. I'm going to press tab and you're going to hear gen.sh.
Gen.sh.
Okay, that is because you have something called IntelliSense or tab completion in Linux or in the bash shell or in the terminal. So what that means is you type .slash and say a file for, in this example, it's autogen.sh. You type in auto, and if there's nothing else in that directory beginning with auto, pressing tab will finish that. If there is, it will say, you know, do you want to show what your options are? For example, let's delete that. And let's type .slash a.
Utogen.sh.
Okay, bad example.
Async loop.m4 autogen.sh change log copying hacking m4 may.
Let's say cat space c.
Configure.in.
Okay, this is a really bad example. I was trying to find something that would show what I was talking about there. You could type the first letter of a command, for example. Actually, we can do that. L.
L2 pingless file linux root at tarot-dash app. UC.
That didn't work either. This is not my day. C.
Display all 108 possibilities. Left paren Y or N right paren.
Ah, see, that time it worked. I just typed the letter C and I pressed tab twice. Because tab the first time didn't work, it didn't give me any results. Tab again said, actually, you know, there's 108 possibilities here. Are you sure you want to display them all? Now, C.
Root at tab. Mash colon.
Excuse me for 1 second. Stop complaining at my computer. I hit a key by, yeah, as an accident, really. By pressing C, I was starting a command. Okay, for example, cat is a command. Cat is used for displaying the contents of a text file. So I could have typed CA.
Cal calendar calibrate underline PPA caller cancel cat to info case cat catch send catman router.
You see there, I pressed the tab key. Now, there wasn't as many results. There wasn't 108 results, so it just showed me the results that it did have there. So there are the commands that start with CA. Okay, let's go back to the autogen dot slash AU.
Togen dot SH.
Okay, dot SH. So I can press enter. I'm going to disable the speech first though, because it's going to give me a lot of information that we don't need.
Speech.
And I just wait for a few seconds. And it should have done something. So I will take a read back in a few minutes. Well, a few seconds. And see if it's finished. If it's not, then I will disable speech again. It's a bit messy, but I much rather that than waiting for it to finish while listening to Orca speak stuff that I really don't need to listen to.
Speech and now type root at tab. Now type brave make to compile Orca.
Yes, it is finished.
Speech.
Okay, I'm going to disable speech again. I'm going to type M-A-K-E. And that's just making Orca. You really should do some reading on this. In addition to listening to these audio walkthroughs or tutorials, you do need to do a lot of reading. Starting to learn a new operating system is no easy task. And, you know, I'd be lying if I said all this comes easy. But there's, you know, there's a lot of benefits to going down this road. And obviously you understand that if you've already gone this far. Okay, are we finished?
Speech and make left bracket one right bracket colon. Leaving direct root at tarot dash laptop dash
lib. Yeah, we are finished. Okay, next, the next command is make install. That basically installs Orca. Make install.
Speech disabled.
Turn off speech, press enter. And that only takes a second or two, so I won't need to really wait for that to work.
Speech root at tarot dash laptop.
It's already done. Okay, let's exit, EXIT.
Exit tarot-lap.
That exit the root privileges, so I no longer have administrative privileges. For example, if I try type cd space slash root.
Tarot-lap-top-linux:/root.
Damn it, let me in.
Exit. Preferences.
Really bad examples I'm using tonight. Shouldn't let me in. Let me just check that again.
Run application. No. Orca screen read. Tararat Taranash laptop dash linux slash root Tararat Taranash BC Orca Tararat Taranash laptop
I don't understand it at all. It shouldn't have let me in, but it did. So, okay. Okay, I'm back at my desktop again. I typed in exit, enter, and then exit again, and press enter. I'm going to quit Orca, caps lock, and Q.
Quit Orca.
I'm sure. So I pressed Alt Q, and it started to say goodbye, but it got cut off. I swear I didn't do it this time. Alt F2, Orca, and now we're starting the latest version.
Welcome, Orca screen reader / magnifier frame preferences button.
Okay. Out of curiosity, remember we had a small glitch where when we pressed Alt F1, it started to read the entire top line of the screen, including the clock. I wonder if that happens in this latest version.
Top expanded edge panel frame, web May 14,
yeah,
10:38 PM.
That's funny, I've never come across that before. Okay. Next thing I want to do here is show you how to get access to the administrative tools. Now, this used to work by default in previous versions of Orca, but for some reason there's a slight glitch in the system, and really the cause of it really isn't that important, and the solution is quite easy, so it's not going to take us long to get in at all and get this done. Again, start the run dialog box or the launch application dialog box with our trusty Alt F2. Type in
run application text, enter a command
-terminal. Again, I stopped the speech. I'm going to type Sue.
Password colon.
I'm going to type my password.
Root at /laptop/linux:/ho.
Okay, now I'm going to type cd /root.
Root at /lap.
I'm going to type /gedit/. I can't remember what this file is called. .orbitorc.
Left parent edit code.
Okay, now you're not going to get any speech here, because at the moment we just don't have that access. So, bear with me. You won't get speech yet, but personally, I just type in the letters, press return, hit Control S for saved, and Alt F4. And if I hear Orca speak again, I know everything's worked. If I don't, then it hasn't worked. Okay, sorry, one moment. I need to just fix something. Okay, now we're back again. Just to explain, I've taken an extended break. A break of almost a day, actually, since the last segment. Where I've Alt F4'd, and then the machine is still sitting in the same place. However, I've done a bit of work on this because I had some problems. And I'll explain what the problems were. I was editing the .orbitorc file in the root directory, because don't forget, this is my first time applying this particular fix to this problem in 8.04. So I was editing this file in the root directory, in /root, and it didn't work. So I've deleted all that part of the recording. But I was on the train to work this morning, and I was just thinking, it would actually probably make more sense to edit that file in the user's home directory. So, for example, it's in my home directory, it's in /home/dara. So that's kind of what I've done, and it worked. So all of the text and edits and changes have been made. However, what I'll do is I'll go over all of the commands that I've had to run to make that happen. Okay, and what I said earlier still stands. This is a very easy fix to implement once you find out how to do it. So, let's see where I am.
Root at /laptop.
PWD /root/laptop/linux. Okay, I'm in /root. So that's where I was when I finished the last part of the recording. Now, I'm going to type in gedit, /gedit/ .orbitorc. Okay, I'm going to press enter.
Left parent, not orbiter, left parent, tilde, right parent. Entire document selected. Orbit OPPV4=1.
Okay, and that's what it's saying.
R-O.
That's what you need to write in, okay? So I'm going to go over this each step at a time. You go into gedit, So you type GEDIT space dot ORBITRC. You press enter. Okay. Then you type in this text. Now, Orca will not speak properly for you here. It'll probably just say inaccessible. However, be assured that you are in an edit field. Okay, so you can start typing this text in. It's a bit disconcerting, but it does work. So, we're starting with capital letters here.
R-O-R-B.
So, capital O, capital R, B for Bravo.
I-I-O.
I-I-O.
B-I-B.
P-I-P.
V for.
Lowercase v for Victor, 4.
Equals 1.
Equals number 1. New line, so hit the enter key.
New line O, R, B, I, I, O.
So capital O or B, I, I, O.
B, U, N.
P, U, N.
I, X equals.
I, X equals.
0.
0. Okay. So you can tell there that Orca will differentiate via the synthesizer's pitch what is an uppercase letter and what's lowercase. So that should be it there. Now, this is not an easy... Well, it's easy, but it's not probably the easiest thing to pick up in a recording. So what I'll do is I'll write these instructions out and I'll put them on the digitaldara.com/LinuxAT page. Okay, for people to follow. It might be a page linked off that. I'm not sure how I'll do it yet. But it'll be a page around there somewhere. And of course, if you have any other questions, really don't hesitate at all to email me at d@digitaldara, digitaldarah.com. Okay, that's D, the letter, at digitaldara.com. Okay, to save that, you're going to press Control and S. You're not going to get any feedback. And then you're going to press Alt and F4.
Root at dara-laptop-linux.
And you're going to hear something like that. Of course, you're not going to hear root at dara because you're going to have your own computer name. Right, let's press root at dara-laptop to make sure we're at the command prompt. Now, I want to exit our root privileges. So I'm going to type exit.
Exit dara-laptop-linux:\.
Okay, I'm going to type who am I.
Okay,
and it says I'm Dara now instead of saying I'm root. I'm going to type cd, enter. Okay, now by typing cd, enter, we're going to our home directory. We could type cd /home/Dara or cd /home/your username. However, cd on its own will move you back to your home directory. It's a great starting point. Again, we're going to type gedit space dot orbitrc.
Dot orbituk left parent tilde right parent dash edit frame dot orbituk pay orbit oppv4 equals 1.
Okay, and we're going to type exactly the same in here. So,
R.
Oops, I just deleted something.
B, R.
Okay,
O.
Sorry. Okay, so again, it's O, R for capital O, capital R.
R, B, I, I, O.
B, I, I, O.
P, I, P, V.
P, I, P, lowercase V.
4 equals 1.
4 equals number 1. New line.
New line O, R, B.
Capital O or B.
I, I, O, P.
I, I, O, P.
U, N, I.
U, N, I, X.
Equals.
Equals.
0.
And the number 0. Again, Control S. And then Alt F4.
Question: save the changes to document quote.orbituk quote before closing. If you don't save, changes from the last minute will be permanently lost. Save button.
Okay, now that is saying that to me because I made a change and I didn't save. Remember I deleted that O character? Yeah, it's just complaining that I did that. I'm going to press Alt W first to exit without changing. I did repair my mistake, but just for handiness, there's no point in saving it again. Okay. Next piece, I need to do some description to guide you through, okay? So I'm going to go back into the root account. I'm going to type SU, enter.
Password, colon.
And for the password, I'm going to type my password.
Root at dara-dash.
I nearly gave that out, actually, for some reason. Okay, I'm going to type in cd /etc.
Root at dara-dash laptop dash linux colon slash etc number.
Okay, and now in the etc directory or folder, whatever you want to call it, There's a file in here called sudoers. Okay. Basically gives permissions and shows what modules need to be run. Okay. So gedit sud. We're going to use that tab completion that I think I've spoken about. Maybe that was during the last part of the recording. I've deleted. So sud, you press the tab key.
Owers.
And you hear it saying oers or owers. So that's completed the last part of that file name. Okay, so I'm going to press enter.
Left parent sudoers left bracket read only right bracket left parent slash etc right parent dash edit frame sudoers page text percent admin ALL equal.
Okay, notice this is read only. That is because we're going to exit that. You should exit as well. Press Alt F4. That is because the permissions are set to read only. I'll show you how we show that. Now, you can do this through the graphical interface as well, but I'm going to do it through the text mode because it's the mode I'm more familiar with for changing permissions anyway. I'm going to type ls space, which is list the contents of a directory, for example, minus l, which is basically a verbose listing. It gives you more information, for example, the owner of the file, the permissions, etc. And then I'm going to type space, I'm going to type sud, press tab. I'm going to press enter. Okay, that just shows me the --r --r --, and then root. That shows me that the permission is set to read only, and the owner is root. You have three different types of permission: read, write, and execute. Okay, they are abbreviated as or, w, x. Now, you also have owner, group, and others. Okay, so owner, for example, root. Group is actually in this case the root group, because anybody using that group has root privileges. And then other is just any other users. For example, if I had a file of myself here that was belonged to me, as in I was the owner, Dara would be the owner, users would be the group, and other would be anybody else. Okay, now just for handiness, okay, I'm going to type chmod, which is basically change mode or change permission in this case. 777. I'll have to explain that. That'll be nice and interesting for you. So 777. I'm going to type sud tab enter. Now for the interesting piece, I typed 777 there. Okay, now, if I was to give the word write a value of 1, the word read a value of 2, let me go through that again, actually, because I got that backwards. Or did I? My brain's not working tonight, it's Friday. Okay, read, write, and execute. Execute is 1. Write is 2 and read is 4. Okay, I think I have that right. And if not, I'm going to find out fairly soon. Okay, so execute's 1. Read, write. Write is 2 and read is 4. Okay, 1 and 2 is 3 and 4 is 7. Which is what gives you your RWX, read, write, and execute. And then 7 again, read, write, and execute. And again 7. Read, write, and execute. So we've basically given read, write, and execute permissions to that file to all users temporarily. Okay? And that's just the easy way of doing it. Now that I have read and write specifically permissions on this file, I'm going to type gedit
sudoers.
I'm in gedit. Now I need to go down to a line. I can't remember what that line is called, but I'll find it soon enough.
Number member percent admin ALL equal number slash number number this file must be edited with the sudo command as root number. Okay. Number see the man page for the number. Maybe, blank. Yeah. Default env underline reset.
That's exactly what I'm looking for. Default env underline reset. Okay, that's the line we're looking for in this file. And directly underneath that, we're going to type in these words or characters, if you like.
Default
okay?
Defaults, okay, send underline reset. Blank, default, send underline keep plus equals quote GTK underline okay. Modules quote.
That's the line. Did you get all that? Okay, let's go again.
D-E-F-A-U-L-T-S space.
Okay, defaults with a capital D.
E-N-V underline K-E-E-P.
E-N-V, all lowercase, underline K-E-E-P, env keep.
Plus equals quote.
Plus equals. Is that correct? I assume so. And plus equals quote.
GTK.
Capital G, capital T, capital K.
Underline. M-O-D-U-L-E-S.
Underline. M-O-D-U-L-E-S. And they're all capitals.
Quote.
And then close quote.
Number and comment default send underline keep plus equals quote GTK underline modules quote. Default send underline reset. Default number and comment to allow members of group sudo to not need a password.
Now I'm going to save that with Control S. Press Alt F4.
Root at /laptop-lin.
Okay, there we go. We've done that. Again, you will get more definitive or easy to read instructions for this particular part on my website, because I do think that will need a bit more description or explanation. Okay, now we need to set this with only read. Permissions for this file again. So chmod space. Now read is the number one. So I'm going to set this to 110. No, what is read? Read is 4. Sorry.
0, 1, 1.
I keep getting that confused. I always do and always have. So. 440, because we don't want to give read or we don't want to give read permissions to anyone else other than the root group. So 440 space sud.
Root at /laptop.
Okay, we're going to make sure we have that right again by ls space dash l sud. Okay, perfect. It reset the permissions to read only. Okay. Now, I want you to. Exit again. EXIT twice. Now, press Alt F1. Press left arrow.
System menu.
Press up once.
Quit ...
Press enter.
Screen reader /magnet.
And then press Alt L for logout. Okay, so we're logging out of GNOME at the moment for these changes to take effect. I'm going to type Dara. I'm going to type my password. And we hear
Preferences button.
Okay, preferences it says. Right, let's go into GNOME terminal again.
Run applicate. GNOME-TERMINAL.
Log in with the root account.
Password colon. Root at /app.
Okay, now I need to start Orca with root privileges. So ORCA space. --NO-SETUP --DISABLE --MAIN-WINDOW. Enter.
Welcome.
Do you want that command again? The command is ORCA space --NO-SETUP --DISABLE. Space main dash window, all lowercase. Then you just press enter. Now from here on, Orca is not likely to be able to read the menus for you. However, it will read the administrative tools for you. So let's go Alt F1. Now you hear Orca didn't say anything. Press left once, down twice, right once, up 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Press enter.
Enter your password to perform administrative tasks. The application software sources lets you modify essential parts
I'm
of your
my
system.
Password.
Star.
And this is your user password, by the way.
Cap return. Caps lock off.
Oops, sorry, my mistake. Wrong button.
KP on. Tab list, Ubuntu software page, item 1 of 5.
Okay. So, sorry, I mistakenly cancelled speech. You'll hear something like software sources or something like that. Okay, so let's tab around this and see what we see. Or see what we find, even.
Tab downloadable from the internet panel. Canonical-supported open source software. Left paren, main right paren. Checkbox checked.
Okay, that's checked. So, I'll explain what this is for. In Ubuntu, you have a different number of different software sources. So, you know, like, unlike Windows, you don't just go out and buy an application if you need it. Generally, there's probably one that will do what you need, supplied by the distribution or by the community, or, of course, by a third source, or third-party source even. In the software sources, you basically have a list of not supported, but let's say recognized software sources. Okay? Now, in this software source, some of them are open source and some of them are also closed source. Or not even closed source, but proprietary. So, it's up to your own discretion if you want to use them or not. Personally, I'm going to use them. For example, proprietary drivers could be the ATI or NVIDIA graphics drivers. Or they could be proprietary applications. For example, can I think of one? I can, but I'm not sure if I'm absolutely right in saying it's a proprietary application, so I'll say nothing and shut up. And stick to navigating around these interfaces. So I'm going to press tab and keep pressing tab until I find a software source that's not enabled, and then I'll think about it, discuss it, and then I'll probably enable it.
Tab community - maintained open source software left paren universe right paren checkbox checked. Tab proprietary drivers for devices left paren restricted right paren checkbox checked.
Oh, it's already checked, great.
Tab software restricted by copyright or legal issues left paren multiverse right paren checkbox checked. Tab source code checkbox not checked.
I'm going to go for source code because I like messing around with that at times.
Space checked. Tab server for Ireland combo box.
Server for Ireland, that's perfect. That means because I selected my... well, there's two reasons. Okay. I selected Ireland during the installation, plus I downloaded this originally from an Irish mirror, but I would have just assumed that it's found a server for Ireland because it's the same image for anywhere else, but... or as anywhere else, but it knows that there's a server for Ireland. It's HeNet, I think. So it...
left control.
Oops, sorry. So it it has used that by default, which is quite sensible.
Tab, active column header, active checkbox not checked, CD-ROM with Ubuntu 8.04, hard inherent officially supported, restricted, copyright not selected.
Okay, good.
Selected. Tab, revert button.
Now, I've not checked that box, I just arrowed down to see if there's anything else in that list. But it's just saying that the CD-ROM isn't a selected software source, which is great because I don't have to put the CD in every time I want to install an application, so it'll download any dependencies it needs from the internet.
Tab, close button, tab, Ubuntu software page. Third dash party software page.
Okay.
Tab, active column header, active checkbox not checked, http://archive.canonical.com/Ubuntu-hardy-partner, not selected.
Yeah, I'm gonna select that.
Space. Tab, add ... button, tab, add cd-rom ...
So there you can add even more software repositories easily via the graphical interface. You can also do it using the configuration file if you want to do it by hand, but the easiest way is just to add them there in that page.
Tab, revert button, tab, close button, tab, third dash parties, updates page. Tab, Ubuntu updates panel, important security updates, left paren hardy dash security right paren checkbox checked. Tab, recommended updates, left paren hardy dash updates, right paren checkbox checked. Tab, pre-released updates, left paren hardy dash proposed, right paren checkbox not checked.
Yeah, we're gonna go for that.
Space checked.
I don't mind breaking my system. If you're gonna use this as a production system, then don't go for that.
Tab, unsupported updates, left paren hardy dash backports, right paren checkbox not checked.
Absolutely, I like going for things that are a bit strange.
Space checked. Tab, automatic updates panel, check for updates : checkbox checked. Tab, daily combo box. Tab, only notify about available updates selected radio button. Tab, release upgrade panel, long-term support releases only combo box. Tab, revert button. Tab, close button. Tab, updates page. Authentication page, statistics page, Ubuntu software page.
Okay, We've gone through all of the software source pages and tabs now, so
right shift.
Let's go to
close button, revert button, right Ubu active tab, read tab, close return. The information about available software is out dash of dash date to install software and updates from newly added or changed sources. You have to reload the information about available software. You need a working internet connection to continue. Reload button.
Okay, I do have a working internet connection to so I could continue by pressing space on reload.
Space.
I could press Alt or as well, but space was just handier because my hand.
Software sources frame grade. Downloading package information frame. Show progress on single files. Toggle button not pressed.
Yeah, how about we don't press that? Okay, I'm going to stop the speech. Actually, well, I'll take a read through the screen just as
caps lock on, caps lock off. Left control.
That.
Download rate colon unknown. Soft.
I hear my fan going into overdrive, so it must be doing something. So what I'll do is I'll pause the recordings for a few minutes and wait for this to go. Basically what it's doing is it's synchronizing the software repositories that have already been selected and the new ones that have been selected as well. So it knows. Basically then when you say install this, it doesn't have to go out to the internet looking for that because it knows it has a list of applications here. That's what I understand to be the case anyway. I could be completely wrong. But no, I think that's more or less accurate. Otherwise, it would have to go and search for applications each time you went and searched and trying to install something, you know? Okay, I'll be back in a moment.
/home/arrow.
You know, I think it was just waiting for me to press that pause key because the stupid thing decided to work then. After that, so I've Alt F4'd out of the command the terminal window. I'm gonna start Orca again.
Welcome.
Look up to Orca.
Run application.
Actually, text. Let's go into the
top menu. Expand. Accessor games menu. Accept calc tracker. Two more text terminal. Take screen terminal.
Yeah, I'm running into a bit of a problem here actually. And maybe you are too, so I'm not going to brush past it. I'll explain what it is. After launching Orca as root, the system isn't reading properly. That's because of the same problem I explained before. If Orca is run in as a user, then Orca can access user tools and tools that can run as user. If Orca is run as root, then Orca can access tools that are run as root. It doesn't work, you know, if you're root, you can't access tools that are run as user, and if you're user, you can't access tools that are run as root. Okay, so for that reason, Orca is running, I think, as root now, and won't let me change back to user. Or either that, or else all the packages in Ubuntu are doing the opposite. I don't know, and to be honest, I don't care. It's annoying, and it is just something that I'm going to get around by restarting the X session completely by pressing Control Alt and Backspace. That basically, it's kind of like restarting your computer, but it's a much quicker way of doing it. It only restarts the graphical environment. Type my username, my password.
Welcome to Orca screen reader / magnifier frame preferences button.
Type in Alt F2.
Run application.
Type gnome-terminal.
Okay.
Before I go and conclude this next part of the walkthrough, I'm going to just do an update of the system, okay? Type su.
Password colon.
Type in my password.
Root at tarot-dash.
Okay, so you know what the that has elevated our privileges to root. Now, I shut up the speech by pressing control. Now, we're going to update the repository list, if you like, or the list of applications that we've available to us, and the list of updates, of course, as well. And this is a habit you should get into before you run any upgrades, and it's one that I've got into. So I'm going to type apt-get space update.
0% left bracket
and
speech disabled.
Speech by pressing caps lock and S. In your case, it'll be insert and S if you're not using a laptop keyboard. Okay, let's see if that's finished.
Root at tarot-laptop.
That's finished already.
Reading
okay.
Package list ... done.
Okay, perfect. Now I'm going to type apt-get upgrade, I think it is, yeah, upgrade.
Reading package list. After this operation, 209 KB of additional disk space will be used. Need to get 64.8 MB of archives. 100 upgraded, 0 newly installed, 0 to remove, and 5 not upgraded. Zulrunner-1.9.
Okay, you can tell there that there's quite a lot to upgrade. I'm going to press Y, enter,
zero speech
turn
disabled.
Off speech, and leave it for about 10-20 minutes to do all those upgrades. You should do that anyway, yourself, as well. It is an important step. So the commands again were, go into GNOME Terminal, you can either press Alt-F1, go down to System, arrow right, then go up to, or go down, whatever your preference is, to GNOME Terminal, or just Terminal. Then you log in as root by typing SU for Sierra Uniform, super user it stands for. Type in the password, then type apt-get-update, and that will refresh the available applications and repositories that you have available to you. After that is done, you type apt-get-apt-get-upgrade, press enter, and it will show you all the applications you can, or the packages more accurately, you can update. So, to start that process and confirm, you just press Y. Now, of course, you can type in apt-get-upgrade-y, and that way it'll just go for you automatically. However, I find, one, I forget to type dash Y, and two, often I want to see how much disk space is going to be used or how much time it's going to take to download, and I can give that a rough estimate myself. Needed 64 meg at this time, so it's going to take a few minutes. I'll leave it there installing, and I'll stop talking, and I'll pause the recording for a moment. Okay, then. We've come back after a short recess. I'm feeling slightly less tired and tired. Okay, I've enabled speech again.
Speech enabled.
Yeah, I have already enabled speech, grand. And as usual,
root at /home/number.
We get loads of waffling speech from Orca because I told it to say the current line. It's finished the update.
LD config deferred processing now taking place.
Yeah, LD config conferred.
Processing triggers for libc6.blank.
Okay, so we've basically upgraded everything. Just make sure
root at
there's no kernel updates or anything like that. apt-get-dist-upgrade.
Reading package list %0% After this operation, 200 MB of additional disks need to get 53.1 MB of archives.
Okay, actually
0% left bracket speech.
It might be an idea for you to do that as well. Type apt-get-dist. That's dist-upgrade. apt-get-dist-upgrade. Okay, that will upgrade a few things, like kernel libraries, and other such very important packages. For example, let's have a look around here.
Speech set, Eric 808, do you want to continue left, get Eric to 12, white space, 8, 12% left bracket, 1, linux-image-2.6.20, Eric get 2, 7, need, 5, upgrade, linux-read, linux-generic, linux-headers, generic, linux-image-generic, 400, linux-restricted-modules-generic-ssl-cert, 20% left, speech disabled.
Okay, so it is just downloading a lot of packages relating to the kernel. Totaling actually 53 meg, which is quite big, especially considering it's only about 2 weeks since. Is it 2 weeks? Yeah, about 2 weeks since Ubuntu 8.04 was actually released. So, yeah, quite a lot of upgrades in that time, or updates in that time. Again, I will leave it and let it do its stuff, and then we'll come back. And there's not really much left to do though. So, I think my next walkthrough, because of popular request really, will be focusing on Evolution and Pigeon. So, Evolution being the email client, and Pigeon being the instant messaging client. So it should be interesting. So come back again. There's actually a few comments and a few regular contributors to the comments on www.digitaldara.com/linuxat.asp. That's linuxat.asp. You can easily put in a comment there. There was a lot of comment spam, but I wrote a new function for getting rid of that and removed about 400 comment spam messages from that one page alone, which is just absolutely crazy. So do feel free and contribute there. And as I said a few minutes ago as well, you can email me at d@digitaldara.com. The Orca mailing list is orca-list@opensuse, because I'm so used to saying that address. orca-list@gnome.org. That's orca-list@gnome.org. The address to the Orca wiki is http://live.gnome.org/orca with a capital O, lowercase or, lowercase c, lowercase a. That's http://live.gnome.org/orca with a capital O. Right, I think it's way past time that I put this on pause and let it finish downloading those updates. Wow, that took no time at all, actually. I'm very surprised. Impressed, but very surprised.
root@dara-laptop-linux:\home/dara-number.
Okay, so we know we're at our command prompt again.
Blank. Setting up ssl-cert-left-paren1.z. Setting up Linux.
Yeah, that's all done. Root so applied those updates, the updates that were set in apt-get-dist-upgrade. You'd have to reset the machine or reboot the machine because they're kernel updates and won't take effect until the kernel reboots. Exit again. And remember, we're exiting twice because we need to exit and return our session to the normal user profile. We were in root, now we're back in normal. And then I'm going to reboot my machine.
Top expand system, quit dot dot, Orca screen reader slash cancel button.
Alt or for restart. Okay, that concludes our tutorial and walkthrough for today. Thank you for listening. It's been my pleasure. I'm actually enjoying doing these. So if you have any other ideas of other tutorials or walkthroughs that would be useful. For example, somebody suggested that I do one for installing but other alternative synthesizers to eSpeak, because there are certainly quite a few alternatives out there, both paid and unpaid. Or both requiring payment and not requiring payment. So I've been asked to do a few installations of those and also look at different speech servers. For example, I think I explained during the installation walkthrough, we have GNOME Speech installed here by default, but we also have the Speech Dispatcher speech server. And that's something that I might investigate recording as well. Okay, that's all for now. Thank you for listening, as I said. Email your comments, as I've also said, to d@digitaldara.com. That's d@digitaldara.com. I appreciate I've given that address a few times, but really, when you're doing this stuff and talking to yourself for hours on end... Sorry, I'm just logging in again. When you're talking to yourself for hours on end, really, the feedback on these things is quite important. I want to know what you want, what you don't want. What's helpful, what's not helpful. Am I being too descriptive, not descriptive enough? Are there any particular parts that you want more speech on, or do you want more description on? Thank you again, and talk to you all again soon.